Welcome back to day 10 of the 30-day Overcoming Call Reluctance coaching system. This is Nancy. And if you're looking at your manual, you'll see that number one asks you to list three reasons why you know and can be wealthy and successful. So this is really asking you how it is that you know that you deserve to be wealthy and successful. And deservedness is something that a lot of us have a challenge with, quite honestly. We don't really, way deep down, feel that we deserve to be rich and successful or happy and successful, etc. And when we don't feel like we deserve it, that leads to a lot of self-sabotaging behaviors on our part. I had heard a woman named Pat Pearson speak at an event, and she talked about this very topic of self-sabotage and deservedness. And she had a great exercise that I will probably always remember when I wrote this down. She had you imagine a person who is very meaningful to you, and she suggested that it be your mother or your father. Imagine that that person comes in the room, sits down, and you share with them your big dream or your big goal. And then just imagine what that person would say. Well, if you're anything like me and you imagined your mom or your dad in the room hearing your dream or goal, you may have the same reaction like, oh no, that's not the person I want to be telling my dreams and goals to. I had the first feeling that my father would say, you know, well, that's great that you want to be successful, and I certainly think you can do it, but you have to be careful because there's a lot of dangers out there and a lot of, you know, corrupt and manipulative people in business. So, you know, you just got to be careful. My father was always one that was always warning me about the dangers. I imagined my mother would say something along the lines of, well, I certainly think you can do it, but why do you need to? You know, why do you need to be so successful? Why do you want that kind of money? So she would really question that, you know, what was the purpose of the success and is it necessary? Because my mother, you know, tended to play small in her life. So if you think about that exercise, what it highlights for you is probably the messages that you got growing up. These are probably the thoughts that were implanted in you at a pretty young age. And like they say, up until about 7 years old, your subconscious is wide open and accepting all the messages that it's given. And then you tend to live from that, so those messages that were given to you. So a lot of times that's at the core of our thinking we don't deserve something, is those early messages that we got early on in life. So you really have to work at countering those messages. And the way you counter it is that you create the reasons you know and you deserve to be and you can be successful. And then you focus on those. Just like when we did the table exercise on one of our free days, we had to create the counter belief system and then all the supporting reasons. So I want you to take the time now to list those three reasons why you know that you can be and that you deserve to be wealthy and successful. Then the rest of the page is the same as it always is. Short-term goal, want you to remember what that is. The caller activity that will get you closer to that goal. And today I really want you to challenge you to pick a tough one. Sometimes I think we have maybe a few that we're avoiding, and even though we're working the system, we're picking the easier ones. Go for a tough one today. Really, what do you have to lose? And I always say to myself, this is one of my my mantras is, what's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? And as you'll, you know, probably see through this system is that the worst hardly ever happens. So then understand the story that's creating your fear and hesitation and write that down. Pick the tool that will help you conquer that fear. And then when you accomplish your action, make sure you acknowledge your success. And even, like I always say, even if you didn't get the goal you were looking for, the outcome that you wanted, if you took the action, literally reach around and pat yourself on the back. Give yourself that kind of at a girl or at a boy, because you did what was difficult. Okay, that's the end of day 10. I will see you on day 11.